They are Perek Gimel, Mishnah Base.
We'll continue the halachas of what is defined as one harvest, which is chayev in one payah, and when do we define the situation as two independent harvests, in which case you would have to take a payah from each independent harvest. So Hamanamis is the day of the Shir Kalochim Lachim. He has a field, let's say, of wheat, and part of the wheat already dried out completely and it's ready for harvesting, and part of it has not fully dried out and is going to harvest it a little bit later. So do we say that the fact that he harvested the one that dried out already first is considered one harvest, and then what he leaves afterwards is a separate harvest? Or we say it's all one field and he's just doing it in two different stages? Rabbi Kiva says it's considered two different harvests, assuming over here that part of it was not ready to be harvested when the first half was harvested. No, it's all one field, it's all one species, and therefore, just because it's taking a certain break of time in between the first part of the harvest and the second, does not define it as separate harvest, and therefore it's enough to take one pay for the entire field. The Chacham agreed to Rabbi Kiva by these types of Shevet and Chazal. Shevet is some type of seed that is eaten, and Chazal is what we call mustard seed. These are Chayv and Peah. Those are things that are stored up, like we saw in the first parak. But the way they were grown was, they were not grown in large fields. They were grown in small patches of rows. And therefore, if it was planted in independent rows, independent patches, and he harvests them independently, then we say that Noisin Peah Mikol Echad VeEchad, because we treat them as independent fields. And that we learned before, that independent fields have to have a Peah taken from each one separately.